came backstage. So
I'm still in bed. I've got about 14 minutes before I have an alarm set. I couldn't sleep through it because the stupid time change. I feel too productive. I can't sleep in anymore. So, since I'm verified and all that, and a bona fide heathen, thank you, by the way, warms the cockles of my heart, I decided I'm going to try to speedrun JM underscore Delphi's latest kinky sexy GWA questionnaire. That doesn't roll off the tongue, but I tried. So I will post the link below, rather in the description, and that way you can read it, do it, follow along, whatever. Okay, so first a few warm-up questions. Okay. Numero uno. For noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Well, not a noob. But I am a noob, let's be honest here. You can call me Bunny. That's pretty much the most effective way of getting my attention. what's my most impressive or go-to party trick? Okay, so let's get this straight. I'm the girl at the party who won't make friends with people. Fuck people. I am all about, do you have a dog? Because I will make friends with your dog. Or cats, or hamsters, or snakes, or armadillos. I don't fucking care. I will make friends with your pet. I will tame your pet. That's my party trick. Taming everyone's pets. Even the asshole ones. Ugh. Alright, question number three. What's your favorite musical artist? Or favorite? Fuck, I can't read this morning. I need my glasses, but can't really be asked. What's the first musical artist you remembered hearing? Or for favorite childhood artist or band? Oh. In my childhood, I don't really recall having a lot of favorite bands or artists or whatever, but the first artist I remember hearing is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Oh, question number four. What did I want to be when I grew up? For the longest time, I wanted to be a lawyer, and then I grew up and I was like, nah. Right now I'm working full-time in retail and I'm in management and I'm quite liking the company I'm with. So if I was able to move up with them, I would be absolutely over the moon, as they are an incredible, awesome company. Yes, I've drank the Kool-Aid. Do I have a celebrity doppelganger? No. No, that is... no. Sorry. Favorite smell? Gasoline and fresh cut grass. And new books. And fresh laundry. My cat's forehead. You don't get it unless you're a cat owner, but like, their forehead has a smell and it's super comforting. How did I find Gone Wild Audio? Now, I've been on Reddit for a while, not under this account obviously, but under a couple, and when I started exploring my sexuality, I had just like searched like a bunch of like kink and all of that, and it led me to audio posts, and I guess this was like the awakening of my inner audiophile. So I just kept following, and I've always wanted to record because, like, I don't know. I've always been told I have a good or a nice voice, and I do sing, but I didn't think it really translated to my speaking voice, but I guess I was wrong. What's my favorite kind of audio? That kind of depends what I'm in the mood for. Like, I can be in the mood for, you know, some F-dom. I can be in the mood for some submission. I can be in the mood just to listen to a guy or a girl get off. I don't really have a favorite. It's like picking your favorite jelly bean. I mean, we all know the black licorice ones are a little bit dubious, but you know what? Once and again, they're kind of good. Has Gone Wild Audio taught me anything about myself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? like I said, like when I found Gone Wild Audio, I was really into exploring and just kind of dabbling. So I guess it's definitely solidified kinks that I've already had and kind of exposed me to more of their variances. But I wouldn't call it solely responsible for making me discover anything about myself. Question number 10. What sorts of qualities draw you to my favorite performers? Basically their work, their voice. I love accents. I'm a sucker for accents. So generally what I'll listen to, like if I know an artist has a talent doing different kind of voices, different kind of accents, or even if it's their natural accent, like an English or German or whatever, I like the way it rolls off the tongue when they're talking dirty to me. And just as a afterword to that question, I like artists who actually like answer their comments and messages and such. I'm definitely in the same way because I feel like, you know, these people are listening to you. It's not that you owe it to them to answer them. That's like a whole other kettle of fish, but I feel like it definitely shows that they want to do this and they're not just like, oh, fuck, I guess I'll post an audio, whatever kind of thing. Okay, so moving on. Would I ever consider meeting someone from Gone Wild Audio? Well, yes and no. I'm more leaning towards the no because I haven't spoke with anyone from my like immediate area of Canada. But I mean, I suppose if I deemed them uncreepy and spoke to them long enough, I mean, yes, but I don't think it would be just for sexual purposes. I'm not a super hoe that way. I'm kind of a hoe, but I'm not a super hoe. So it would just be for coffee and be like, you're a cool performer. Yeah, yeah. Unless they started getting all rapey, then I'd kick their ass. But, you know. Where am I? Phone, why'd you go blank? Ooh, I'm speedrunning this quite efficiently, actually. If someone were to write a script just for me, what would it look like? Well, if someone wrote a script just for me, oh my god. Like, flattering as fuck. I feel like, it would definitely be a little bit more agey, like maybe a little bit more age play focused because I am young and I do have that sound. So I can, that can go any way. Oy, oy, oy. I don't know. I really don't know. I think I would know it when I saw it, but I don't think I would know it until then. Other than Gone Wild Audio, what is my favorite not safe for work subreddit? Quite honestly, and this is going to be like a come down from everything else I've said. Probably serial killers and like crime scene photos. I kind of like the occasional bit of gore, but I also really like abnormal psychology. So, you know, reading interviews with these people and reading, you know, firsthand accounts and, you know, people who've met the person, like, well, I never thought it'd be him kind of thing. It's really interesting to me. So I guess that's that. Oh, no, never mind. There's a bonus. Moan for us, please. Yeah, I'm shit at fake moaning. I can't do that. Like, in my audios, I am 100%, like, I'm not faking it. I do not believe that you need to be faking it. I don't find any pleasure in making audios if I were faking it. So, there you have it. Thank you, JM Delphi. And thank you, God. Ugh, fuck, I can't I can't do anything today. I need coffee. That's exactly what I need. I need coffee. Thank you for listening to me ramble on. If you liked it, great. If you didn't, then why the fuck did you listen to it? But I've just posted an audio. I should probably get dressed, and I've got 4 minutes to spare before my alarm. Woohoo! Go a bunny.